out that I noticed something else that I didn't share with you, so I wanted to share that with you. And then the goal will be to be Masik Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa, to decide in the biggest question on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, how we come out Bezer Hashem LaHalacha. Before, I just want to flesh out one more sheet and maybe suggest another nuance in our sugya. Does someone have a Rashba? Can I borrow someone's Rashba? Thank you very much. The Rashba in Dibur HaMaskil, Kol Anene Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha, quotes a fascinating Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Bepirkin, Yerushalmi says in our perek, the Yerushalmi plays with the same psukim that our Gemara plays with. The Gemara had told us in the bottom of Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, on the one hand, we'll do it all in unison. On the one hand, the pasuk says Lashem Haaretz Umloa, that the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet at the same time, the pasuk says Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Haaretz Nasan Livnei Adam. So what's the answer? How do we reconcile the psukim and tehillim all together at once? Kan kodim lebracha, v'kan la'achar ha'bracha. That after the bracha, the halacha is that things are permissible to you. So what's the Rashba do with that pasuk? Notice that in the Chiddushi Rashba, you don't, as far as I could recall, you don't have the Rashba quoting that pasuk. What does the Rashba quote? He quotes Yerushalmi quoting the pasuk. In other words, interestingly, the Bavli is omitted in the Rashba. And the Rashba quotes, it's true, he's writing a Pirush on the Bavli, but in his Pirush on the Bavli, he quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi ksiv Hashem ha'aretz lo ha'tevel v'yosheva, hanene klum min ha'olam mo'av, ad sheyatir lo b'chol ha'mitzvos. This is very, very unclear what the Yerushalmi means. The construct of the Yerushalmi is clear. And that is, just like we had in our Bavli, that you're not allowed to have Hanah from Ochel until what? Until you derive Hanah. Until you make a bracha, excuse me. So too, ad sheyatiru lo b'chol ha'mitzvos. How did you guys read the Yerushalmi? Manu looked it up. What do the Mefarshei Yerushalmi say, Manu? What are they? How do they learn?
It was quite hard, but mitzvos was to do with everything.
Mitzvos, right? The Yerushalmi seems to be saying that just like we had an idea that you need to be matir, that you need to allow the food to you to be able to derive benefit because you have to recognize where it comes from, so too when it comes to mitzvos. You need to make a bracha. In other words, the Yerushalmi uses this pasuk to explain birchas ha-mitzvah. That's the chura, the pashas of Yerushalmi. To be matir, Manu, stop me if you disagree. That the pashtus is that it comes to be matir a birchas hamitzvah. What's this idea? In other words, you think that the world belongs to you, it doesn't belong to you. You think spirituality, you own spirituality? Realize who defines spirituality? Who gave us the schus of ruchnias and didn't make us animals that allowed us to be davek in a davar elyon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's matir for us mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is not something that is necessarily something that makes sense for a Bosa Redom to be Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi Al-Atayra asks, how could you be Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What shaykhus do we have as human beings to mitzvahs, to be Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The bracha is docha matir. The bracha is a matir for mitzvahs as well. By the way, I put in parentheses, it's kedai to go over the Rambam. In this context, may I get a Rambam? Thank you. That the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Aleph, right in the beginning, the Rambam starts out right away. He describes brachos. You should go over this Rambam. It's not central for our sugi. That's why I didn't put a star on it. But it's an easy Rambam to read. He starts off mitzvah asayim in Torah levarech achar achilas mazon. It's a mitzvah doraisa. And then in halacha beis he says the mitzvah derabanan kodem lachila. And then halacha gimel he says something striking. Ukishem shem mevarchin al anoya kach mevarchin al kol mitzvah v'mitzvah. Just like you have to make a bracha before you eat, so too you have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. What's the just like in the Rambam? If you read the Rambam with a sensitive lens, it seems that there's something unique in what he's saying. He's drawing a parallel. By the way, we don't have this anywhere in the Bavli. Kishen, just like there. Yeah, there's a sugya berchas hamitzvah, and there's a sugya berchas hanenin. In Rambam, shnei nitazay, shnei din Rambam, ukishen shemavarchin al anoya, kach mevarchin al kol mitzvah mitzvah. Just like you have to make a bracha on anah, so too you have to make a bracha on mitzvahs. What does it sound like? The Rambam loved Yerushalmi. And the Rambam, many times, when he says a big chiddush, it's because it seems big to us because we're learning Bavli. But if you look at Yerushalmi, it's a mefarish of Yerushalmi. So the Rambam, it seems over here, Lanias Daiti, is going with that Yerushalmi. That the Rambam understands that you need a bracha to be able to allow you to do the mitzvah. Who says that the mitzvah is shaychus to you? Now, by the way, in terms of philosophically, theologically, the implication of this is also that if a person decides that spirituality is something for them to decide, then that could create avodah zarah, hence Christianity, and hence no equation, but just a parallel, and hence feminism. That in both instances, the idea, I'm going to define what spirituality is as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. That's what emerges from this Rambam. That you need a matir. You are basar adam. You think that you're a bailim on ruchnius. No, you need to realize asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu. The reason why we're doing this mitzvah is not because it makes me feel good inside. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav in me. We'll talk in Nefesh HaChaim that if we would think about the things that make us feel spiritual, then what should we be doing all day? Says in the Atz Nevesh HaChaim, we should be saying Tehillim all day. So we have to discuss. But it's Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu. Okay. So this is what the Rashba quotes from Yerushalmi, and it seems that the Rambam is going in the same direction. Rabosai, there's something that's striking though emerges. That is that the Rashba ignored the Gemara. Let's compare it to the Ritva that we've already been doing for the last 2 weeks. This is the last shiur on the Rashba and the Ritva and on the Sugya. Kol Hanenim Olam Hazeh Belo Bracha Kilu Moab. Did the Ritva quote the pasuk Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem or Lashem Aretz Umuloa? Did the Ritva do it, Rabosa? You tell me. Did the Ritva work with our Bavli? So let's open up a Ritva. New. Thank you. Let's take a look at the Ritva. The famous Ritva that we developed. Ela Svaru Aslan Shenem Elam Azeblo Brach. I say it's famous because the Yisod of the Ritva is well known, which we're going to discuss Halacha L'maisa in the Ritva as well. Pirush Zok the Ritva Nishum Dechsiv Hashem Artsum Lo Kidul Kaman Veheyach Yitol Adam Hashenu Shalov Lo Yitol Mimen Rishus. The Ritva does go with Hashemayim L'Shemayim L'Shem. He goes with the Bavli. Is it a coincidence that the Ritva quoted the Bavli and the Rashba quoted the Yerushalmi? Yoni's shaking his head. No, this is a gutsy call from someone in Shenabed. Go ahead, Yoni. Why do you think it's not a coincidence? Go ahead. Try.
Because the Ritva,
I'm going to help you out. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Because the Rashba holds the Shita, so that a bracha Rishona is Hoda and Nen.
Very good. Okay, I understand what you're struggling with, but Yoni's saying beautifully. The Ritva, who clearly learned that the Gemara entirely rejected the idea that the Mechayev of Bracha comes from Hilulim. According to the Ritva, the Havamin of the Gemara was that Bracha Rishona was the Raisa, and we learn from Kol Shilulim Hashem, and then the Gemara entirely rejects it, and the Gemara says it has nothing to do with Hodah, but the Mechayim is a Matir, as the Gemara concludes in the Maskana, Shemayim Shemayim Lashem. So according to the Ritva, then the Mechayim of the Bracha is as the Bavli had suggested. But the Rashba, who says
that the halacha of bracha is not only bracha lefanea el achareha. And the pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim, he says, is still the asmachta, which means the mechayiv of bracha is hodah, which could be shayich both lefanea and lachareha. He will not use the pasuk of the Bavli. He will say, no, that's telling us another din. And you only hear him answering your question. It will teach us halach of birchas hamitzvahs. It will teach you halach of birchas hamitzvahs. Lav dafka the way we had presented as being a matir for mitzvahs. But it's the makor that you have to make a bracha before mitzvahs to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to preclude from feminism and Christianity. But rather, it's an idea to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvos HaMitzivanu. Okay? By the way, I vote for my daughters to learn Gemara with me. I'm not such a kanai. But what I'm against is when they distort religion. That's what I'm coming to be mafkia. When they come to chas v'chalila undermine the chachmei ha'masorah. That's what bothers me when it comes to... Yeah, go ahead, Micha. It's a fight that I'm just continuing that my great rabbein began. Yes?
It makes sense if you want to say it's not a matir, but it is a matir. It goes into Rebbe Iger says that when it's something about the lachel, when it's berachos hamitzvah, berachos hahedin is not. So you're saying that only the Rebbe holds.
Right. Well, we're suggesting that already we had said before.
Rebbe Kiva is going against.
Rebbe Kiva Iger will work according to the Ritva. Wikivager will work according to the Ritva. Right. Now, what Bichol is doing right now is putting in the super scheme. I see that there are some Talmud and Baruch Hashem that are joining us now. So I'm not going to review all the Shitas that we've done up until now. Just know it as the Rajba and the Ritva, and to how to put into a chart that we already began last time, this will just fit beautifully. It's the Rajba and Ritva Lashitaso. It's mamish beautiful. Why the Rajba said this way, why the Ritva said this way. So many beautiful layers of when you read the Gemara Rishonim. Yes, Noah.
So when in the Rashba, if you didn't say bracha before a mitzvah, it'd be ma'akev the mitzvah? Or
if you say a bracha...
If you didn't say bracha before you did a mitzvah, it'd be ma'akev the mitzvah then? The mitzvah wouldn't count?
No.
And then if it's a matir...
That's not a question. I'll explain to you why afterwards. You're being too rigid by asking that question. I don't mean personally too rigid. I mean the question itself is assuming that it has to be either black or white. And there could be some gray in between, that lechatchila you're supposed to this way. But lav dafka, that it means that it has to be this way. Okay? All right. Now, Rabosai. Now let's operate with this fundamental chakira. And now what we're going to do is going to try to give a couple examples, halacha lemaisa, as chakira comes up. We're wrapping up the sugya. That is the following. Is the bracha something which is matter the food, and the food is usher to you until you make a bracha? Or does it stem for a chiyuv avodah? So Rav Soloveitchik felt that it was a matir. And I mentioned to you many years ago when I was learning Ketz and Mevarchim, the first time I did it in a summer kolel, I'm really excited. I've done this twice in a summer kolel, but I've never done it more in summer kolel, and I'm looking forward to finally getting past the first two dapim of the perek, to finally, Bezer Hashem, our goal is to do the whole parak and to know Hilchas Birchas Hanen, Be'ezer Hashem. You have to push to be able to do it well. So Rav Schechter quoted this Gemara, and he really, really ranked. He was very much bothered that people say over this side that's a matter. Now, I told Rav Rafi Ronis afterwards that I thought Rav Schechter was being a little bit unfair because I think it's a Beferish Ritva. That the Ritva seems to clearly say that it's giving you rishus to be able to eat. But Rav Schechter is very concerned about lamdus distorting halacha lemaisa. And Rav Schechter pointed out that halacha lemaisa, it's cut and dry. In Simin Ayin Aleph, we have the halachos of those who are included for... the mitzvos of Kriya Shema, and the mitzvahs of tefillah. And the Mechaber writes, Misha meis lo meis, shu chayiv l'sabel olav, Afilu eina muta olav lekovro potter mikriyashma mitfila. An onen is potter from kriyashma mitfila. In Siv Katan Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah adds something interesting. What does the Mishnah Berurah add in Siv Katan Dalit? That's nogea, very much nogea us. What does he add, Michal? V'chein l'chol ha-brachos. Bottom line, chas v'chalila, there's an onen. By the way, this happens, you know, where they say in America there are only two givens in life, and that is death and taxes, and probably some say in Israel it's only one given, and that's death. But either way, shouldn't be that way. But the Israelis here get that. But anyhow, the halacha is that this happens, unfortunately, all the time, that an onen is potter from mitzvos. However, not only is he potter from mitzvos, he's also potter from tefillah. Okay, so far so good. Kriyashma, so far so good. And also Birchas Hanenin. Chas v'chalilin, onen eats. It's like strange. Those of us, Baruch Hashem, that we've grown up, that we should never know this, but those of us who've grown up with, you don't put anything in your mouth without a bracha, to tell an onen not to make a bracha, it's really, really, really strange. But that is halacha l'maisa. That's how we paskin. I remember the first time I saw this halacha, I was really, really taken aback. It didn't dawn on me that it was possible. Now, I don't remember. I looked for it, and even Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita doesn't quote the Rishon. But Rav Shechter at the time, I think, quoted Rav Yoh. I didn't chase this down. I leave it to research for the veterans. He quoted at the time, he said, yes, there's a Rishon that says that's a matir, and says that an onen has to make a bracha. I think it was a wild Rishon, not the standard Ritva Rajbas. A wild Rishon. And he says, yes, the halacha is that you have to make the halacha is that you have to make a bracha when you're an onen, because he says, black and white, that the bracha is a matir. But he said, and I'll imitate even his lashon. He says, but in halacha, we don't follow this. In halacha, everybody agrees that an onen does not make a bracha. So Rav Shechter pointed out that this question, which we're arguing as a machlok, is Ritva and Rajba, at least in the Mishnah Berurah, it's black on white, and Rav Shechter claimed that it was muskim according to everybody. There isn't a Magen Avraham or a Taz that disagrees that an onen doesn't make a bracha. So then what is the mechayev of bracha? If it was macholos asuros, then you would have to say that even though an onen is potter mitzad the mitzvah, but at the same time, he can't have hanah from the food. So that should be the mechayev of the bracha. But we don't say that. So what do we see? We see that the mechayev of bracha is hoda'ah. That's the proof. Chacham Avad Yosef Shlita also brings this down in Chelek Dalet of Shalsu Tshuvas Yabia Omer. In the old editions, I have a different edition, but in the old editions, in Dalet, Chav Dalet, he brings this exact raya. He quotes the Avnei Nezer, that also brings another raya. I looked up the Avnei Nezer, it's kedai to see. The Avnei Nezer has two tshuvas. This is at when you're at the end of the week, if you want to have some type of Onik Shabbos, go over the tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Simen Lamed Zayin, and Simen Lamed Ches, where the Avnei Nezer discusses many halachos, many deep in Yonim in regards to brachos. And the Avnei Nezer brings a raya from a sugya that we already pointed out. And that is the halacha that a Baal Keri doesn't make a bracha. Right? Tosas quoted that Gemara. Tosas, on the top Tosas in the Ibar Maskel Ketz and Mavarchin, the second day on Tosas, Tosas says that a Baal Keri, quotes the Gemara, it says a Baal Keri is Mavarch Lachra, Vein Mavarch Lefanim. Now, if the food is treif, that's Macholos Asuras, spiritual Macholos Asuras, and you have to be matir, along the lines like the Maral had said, that to make it accessible to you, you need to make the bracha. So then in such a case, how could you say that a Baal Keri could eat without a bracha? Elamai Zok Davnei Nezer, we see from here, that's not a matir, it's a mitzvah vodah. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you the mitzvah, he told you not to do it, you don't do it. But if it's a matir, so then even though you don't have the mitzvah, you still have the mechayev of the matir to make the bracha. So it must be another raya that Avnei Nezer says that's the halacha. You also brought another raya. He said that he brings a few rayas. I think these two rayas are the most critical. Yes? No, let's leave it for now. Let's leave it now. I decided to leave. Okay, now. Rabbosai, we have one problem. This one problem I was made aware of this threw me for a big loop. And now, this is the fun shiur, the wrap-up shiur, this is the dessert. The Talmidim who are here just for today should know that we normally don't learn like this. Normally we spend an hour reading the Rishonim inside. But now this is the dessert. This is at the end, just to see how we pass in La Halacha on this Chakira. Now, Rabosai asked me a kasha La Halacha. This threw me for a loop, because Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg Shlita, when he conferred Smicha on the porch in Netiv Aryeh, quoted another Halacha, which seems to be the exact opposite according to the Mishnah Brura. And I'm a little stuck, and we probably have to give a technical answer. Rabosai, is there another halacha in the Mishnah Brura that seems to be against this idea that it's hodah? Anybody notice in today's Seder? Again, this is not the classic Maariv Makomos. I give you a Mishnah Brura here, a Mishnah Brura there. Normally we're going through the pshat and the Gemara Rashi tells us, but now we want to show. We're mechuyev to be masik shmeitzel ibn the hilchasa, not just to learn in theory, but to learn how to in practice. So what's the kasha, Jack? Go ahead.
Should you have any hardships? Just say in your heart your
okay.
So which shows that like.
Now that's a separate discussion. He's mentioning there's a big discussion in the Mishnah Brura. Could you be maharher bebracha? Do we say hirur kedibur dami or not? That's a separate sugya of hirur kedibur or not. So what? What else? I mean, what you're saying is not bad, but that's not what I was driving at. Yes, Yosef? Exactly. What does the Mishnah Brura say in Simin Pei Dalet? And he makes reference to this. How does it go? In Simin Pei Dalet, there's a Be'er Halacha also. Where's the Be'er Halacha? Thank you. The Be'er Halacha is in Simin Samach Beis, which is based on a Mishnah Brura in Simin Pei Dalet. So first let's do the Mishnah Brura, and then we'll see the Be'er Halacha. I put down Mishnah Brura Pei Dalet? Yeah, in the parentheses. Okay, so let's start. I wanted you to see the Lamdos in the Be'er Halacha, but I put down the Mishnah Brura also. Can I take, Yosef, your Mishnah Brura for a moment? Somehow today I messed up. I really didn't bring most of my svarim. Simin Pei Dalet. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura. For those of you who have matom manoim, if you don't, I'll read for you outside. I'll read slowly. Umi shirotze lishtos. If somebody wants to drink, masik b'prima godim, the prima godim concludes, sheyivarech b'beis hachitzon, he can't drink in the mikvah or in a washing house because there are people that are not dressed. He could make a bracha in the outside room, but not in the inside room. Why? Ein lishtos bebeis hamerchatz. You can't drink in a beis hamerchatz. Ki halo aser levarech sham. Because you're not allowed to make a bracha there. Thank you. The halacha is you can't make a bracha there, so therefore you can't drink. Now, if I held that the halacha is that birchas hane'enin is a chiyuv of hodah, that I have a mitzvah of hodah, what happens if I'm an onus and I'm in the merchatz and I can't do it? So the chura I should be able to drink. But if you say it's macholas asuros, so then in such a case, then you're right. You're an onus. You can't. Even if you're an onus, at the end of the day, the food is asur to you. And this is the point that the Be'er Halacha makes, that Aaron gave me in Simin Samach Beis, that I put on the Maariv Makomos. Let's read that Be'er Halacha together. Ayin b'mishnah brura, b'mashe kosavnu. This is on the bottom of page Sadi Vav on the base. Le'in ashti b'merchat shishalo kedinu. V'lishna de'achai adam garam lam litos b'zeh. And there's an error that comes out of the Chai Yadam. V'emes l'anias da'i t'dovers ha'poshim ba'od. De'ein la'atir. Mishum shu onus ala bracha sheni yachal levarech. You can't say that simply he's an ones and therefore he's allowed to drink without a bracha. Dizel yeshayach loma rakim ayom chazal do mitzvah levarech. The Chavetz Chaim Mamish says this chakira. He says, if it's a mitzvah to make a bracha and you're an ones, so drink without a bracha. Ube'emes, but the truth is, a Chazal did not say that's how we look at. Halo Amr Chazal, to also lehenos below bracha. Chazal had said that's an Isser. So the food is also to you, it's treif, until you make the bracha. Hence, you're stuck in the merchatz. You can't drink without a bracha. But if it was just a mitzvah, then you're an onus and you're potur. So Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg Shlita suggested like this. He suggested to defend those who say it's mutter. Now, if I recall, he quoted a Magen Avram. It's true that the Prima Gadim in Simen Pei Dalet is quoting a Magen Avram in Simen Kuf Samach Vav. I did not see the Magen Avram who says Beferish that it's mutter, and you're considered an onus. However, if Zalman Nechemia tried to explain, those who say that it's asur to eat if you're in a makom matuna for a makom merchatz, based on Rashi. This was all in response to Rabina's complaint that nowadays it's not yeshivish to learn Rashi. That's what he was responding to. So he pointed out this Rashi, our luck. 2 months before we learned Ketzah Mevarchin. He had no idea. 2 months before, he quotes this Rashi, and he says, you're right! You have to read very Rashi carefully. And Baruch Hashem, I think we followed that mandate. We first did the Rashi really, really, really well. And what does Rashi say? Look back in Rashi. Rashi says, "Dekivan denenet zarech lahodos l'misha bram." If you're getting anah, there's a chiyuv of hoda'a. Not that it's a matir. And Rav Zalman Nechemia said, that's why Rashi changed the pshat. Goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way the Ritva understood it, but rather you're stealing from him the bracha that you're supposed to give. So says Rav Zalman Nechemia, I think he had said the Magen Avram, who holds that the halacha is that you're allowed to drink in the merchatz, is going with Shitas Rashi that it's Hoda'a. Beautiful! So according to Rav Zalman Nechemia, everything is beautiful. Everybody agrees it's Hodah. What are the rayas that's Hodah? Onain. What else do we have? Onain. What? Balkeris points out the Avnei Nezer. And then the last thing is in the Merchatz. The problem that I'm stuck with is the Be'er Halacha and the Mishnah Brura. That the Mishnah Brura seems to be going in the opposite direction. In the Be'er Halacha, he says, Beferish this Chakira. Chacham Avadi Yosef disagrees, it seems, with the Mishnah Brura. Although in the end, I'm very confused. I need you to help me, Natan, I need you to help me in Yabia Omer, because he starts off saying that's Hodah, and then he says, but I'm not disagreeing with the Mishnah Brura. How could Chacham Avadi say, first of all, he disagrees with the Mishnah Brura all the time. He's not afraid to. How can he say he's not disagreeing with the Mishnah Brura? What? He read the Mishnah Brura differently.
You could read it differently.
Let's hear. But the Be'er Halacha, he said black and white, he said this Chakira. And he said for that reason it's also B'merchatz. Netanel, let me hit this way, Netanel said, you know, I'll let you talk. Go ahead. What do you want to say in the Mishnah Brura? Go ahead.
That when he says mitzvah, the mitzvah means Zedah. In other words, that very translated as mitzvah Zedah, and also use the Lashon of the Gemara, also the just according to the Lashonis of the Gemara, and the Enochanami, that you
could... Let's read inside together. What do you want to reread differently than I did? What do you want to read differently than me?
That he's not saying either way. That's not saying... I didn't read the same Hadar or Sheva.
Wait, what are we talking about? Pei Dalits, Samach Beis? We got to zero in. We got to always be in the words. Let's be in the words. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was the... What we read by Mitzvah. I think it was Samach Beis.
Samach Beis in the Be'er Halacha. Go ahead. I'll give you a second to find. I'll take Ben's Ha'ara. Go ahead.
In the Ayin Aleph, it says, with tefillah v'chein v'kol brachos, and then Mishra Rasimi says three unnecessary words, if you would just say, afilu birchas hanen. The Mishra Rasimi could just say, with tefillah v'chein v'kol brachos, and v'kol mitzvos ha'mors v'torah. The fact is, it's afilu birchas hanen, and that means maybe perhaps you... I only you have a half a minute that
maybe because there is a Gemara that says also Adelanos Balmazah below bracha, but don't misunderstand the Gemara. You could read that feel that way.
Why would he say a feel versus?
Okay. All right, so I'll answer your question. If you hold like the Emek bracha that both dinim are true, that's both the birchas hamatir as well as a hodah. So I might have had a havamina that the fact that it's a matir, you should make a bracha in the case of an onen as well. Hamash v'lon, the matir stems from the mechayev of the hodah. That if there is a hodah, so then the chiyuv, a mitzvah of hodah, then there is a chiyuv for a matir. But if you don't have the mitzvah of hodah, then the food is not asur.
That answers the whole stira.
What?
That answers the stira.
Go ahead.
So you'll say that an onen, if we're saying that the matir comes out of the hodah, then we'll say that by the onen, it's not actually mechuyah of the hodah. So therefore, there's no isur either at play. But by an onen, it's not that he's not mechuyah of the hodah, it's that he's not able to. While he's not able to, there's still an isur at play. So therefore, he has to get out of the position where he can't fulfill the hodah.
Very good. I hear what Manu was saying. That wasn't Netanel's point. Was that your point?
Yeah.
You want to make a different point. Okay. Zot Manu like this. This is what, the truth is, Manu, I was playing with your svara. And then Rav Rafi gave me a simpler shot, but now that I look back at the Be'er Halacha, it doesn't seem to be. It seems to be closer to Lamdus. Let me tell you. Let's go Keseder. Let me tell you Rav Rafi's pshat. Rav Rafi suggests that it's not such a strong kasha. When do we say that it's that you don't have to make a bracha? That's when you're mamish stuck. Chatz v'chalila noni. Someone who wants to drink. You know those guys in the mikveh that hang out. They hang out there. They shmooze v'chule. Drink a beer, so though that mitzius, there's no reason for you to do that. There's no need. So if there's no need, so then in such a case, then we say that you're not a real ones. That's what he wanted to taina. He wanted to taina the fellow's not ones, a real ones. That's the case of Beis HaMerchatz. That's where Rafi's teretz. Really, Chacham Avadi is right. Rav Zalman Nechemya is right. It's just that the mikvah is not a real onus. That's not bad. Who wants to be docha that? That's a teretz. That's a teretz. That's a good teretz to give. That's thinking practically. Who wants to be docha that teretz? I want to be docha that teretz. Now, when he said it at the time, I thought it was pretty good. I want to be docha from the Be'er Halacha. That the Be'er Halacha said to Ferish that even if you're an onus, nevertheless, the halacha is, that's a matir. That's what the Be'er Halacha says. In the Mishnah Brura and Sinin Pei Dalit, you can give such a teretz. But in the Be'er Halacha, the churetz doesn't sound like that. Because the Be'er Halacha said, and now we're going to get to Netanel's point. The Be'er Halacha said, so don't tell me that the Mishnah Brura and Pei Dalit is saying that he's not an onus. The Be'er Halacha says, beferish that he's an onus. So even though that might work within the Prima Gadim, it might work for Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg has the right to say it. Chacham Avadi has the right to say it. But to say that this is the das of the Chofetz Chaim, l'chura, is difficult. Because the Chofetz Chaim says that you don't have the heter of ones at all. And then the question becomes, what's the difference between the ones of mikvah? Let's say he's real and ones. Rav Zalman Nechemya actually wasn't talking about merchatz. You know what Rav Zalman Nechemya was talking about? He was talking about if chas v'chalila you're in a place, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he even mentioned the Holocaust. This I don't recall 100%. But what happens if a person is in a place where he's in a makom metuna? A soldier is in a place, he's stuck in a, right? There's no atheist in a foxhole, right? There's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. He's in a foxhole. It's a makom metuna, and now he wants to make a bracha. Unfortunately, now it's too late. It's a makom metuna if he can't make a bracha. That'd be a fascinating question. Could he daven in such a case? Right? But let's say he's in a foxhole. Where's the makom metuna? And so what? He's an onus. So could he eat? So Zalman Nechemya said, yeah, he can eat. He can eat. He's an onus. Zok the Be'er Halacha? No. The Be'er Halacha seems to be saying not that way. The Be'er Halacha says that if you're an onus in such a case, then you're stuck. That's what it seems. So Zok Manu, following Teretz. Now Rabosai, I don't expect anybody from Shana Ben Shana Gimel to have been able to give such a Teretz. And this is a great example of how, if you keep on learning, you'll be able to start to think like Lamdonim. Not only will you begin to understand and notice when one Rishon is saying idea like a Matir, another Rishon is saying the idea of Odah, and read Rashi carefully, you'll begin to really begin to understand the relationship between the two. Manu says like this. What's the pshat that there are two halachos by Birchas Hanenim? And we're going with the assumption you remember in the past, the Emek Bracha. If you don't remember, it's a given. And the given is that those who hold that's a matir, hold that's both a matir and a Birchas Hodah. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that the food is aser? There are two mitzvahs. One is that when you have a piece of meat, you have two mitzvahs over every piece of meat. What's that? On the one hand, you'll get my analogy in a moment. On the one hand, you got to shech the meat, and then you have to make a bracha to be able to eat it. Two separate mitzvahs. One's a matir, and the other is a bracha. Maybe every bracha is doing two things. Just like to make meat permissible to you, you need to have a matir and also a mitzvah. Maybe every bracha is like shechting the meat and making mutter to you. That's one way of understanding these two halachas. There's a matir, and then there's a hodah. Or do you say no? What's the mechayev? Is the matir a separate mechayev? Or is the matir a function of the mitzvah of hodah? If I have a mitzvah of hodah, then the food becomes aser to me until I make a bracha. If we say the second way, that's not the pshat that there's tzvei bazunder adinim, two separate halachas. There's a matir and there's hodah. But rather, both dinim are correct, but they're a function of the mitzvah. They stem from the mitzvah. So then in such a case, what would we say? Then we would say like this man who wants to claim, when it comes to onen, the Torah says you have no mitzvahs. If you have no mitzvahs, so then the matir, no one's going to say, man who argues, that this food is osur, like Aver min achai. An animal, or ena zvucha, that the animal is osur and onen can't eat it? No, everybody knows that the reason why food is osur is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize where it comes from. So the mechayev of the matir, the source of the matir, is the hodah, says Manu. If that's so, so then an onen doesn't have the mitzvah, so he doesn't have the macholos asuras. It's true, every food has both dinim, as the Emek Bracha explained. But where you don't have the actual mechayev at all, so then the halacha is, you don't have the matir. In contrast, someone sitting in the mikveh, as great as it is to go to a mikveh before Shabbos, and it could very well be, by the way, if you go through the sugyas on Nafchof and Nafchof Aleph, you know, the sugyas of Baal Keri, I once had a real sweet Talmud, a fantastic young man. He's now learning very seriously. His name's Chaim Maimon. See, he was into everybody should go to a mikveh. And he brought in a pamphlet that it's not a Hasidish thing. All the Litvisha Gedolim held that you have to go to the mikveh. So that's true. If you read the Gemara on Chof and Graf Chof Aleph, it seems like almost all the Tanoim and Amoraim felt that a Baal Keri has to go to the mikveh. Happens to be that La Halacha, the Amora who held that it wasn't the Chiyuv, won the day. But if you look in the Svarim, everybody holds it's a Maila for sure to go to the mikveh. When I went to Litvish Yeshivas, they didn't emphasize that at all. Anyhow, so he, as big as a mitzvah it is to go to the mikveh, but there's no mitzvah to stick around in the mikveh a long time. And if someone is stuck in a foxhole, yesh lodun. I don't know, maybe it's not the same thing as the onus of the bear lacha. Or you say that in such a case, there the Torah didn't patter you. There the Torah didn't patter you. There you're a potter because of an extraneous. It would be called in lamnus a din chitzoni. If that's so, then what emerges is the following. What emerges is there's no kasha at all, says Manu, that the mechayev of the matir comes from the hodah. When it comes to an onen doesn't have the mitzvah at all. Hence, if the onen doesn't have the mitzvah, so therefore he doesn't have the halachos of matir, no one's going to say that the food is also like an ena zvucha. No one's going to say that. That onen, of course, has to follow. Onen's only potter from mitzvahs asei. He's chayiv and lavin. No one's going to say it falls in the category of lavin. It's just that when you have the mitzvah, then the food is going to be aser. In contrast, so when we're talking about man who wants to argue, when we're talking about a mikvah, so there was never that the Torah said you're potter. It's an extraneous thing that's making you potter. So then in such a case, an einachanami, you can't eat. An einachanami, the food is going to be usher to you. Maybe this is, you need a fancy yishuv, like man who wants to suggest. The simpler pshat might also work, but at the end of the day, it might work in the Mishnah Berurah, but in the Be'er Halacha, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like it works. So unfortunately, we've got to use a lamdus to be able to be. I don't like creating lamdusha categories if necessary. Only if we're stuck, our back is against the wind. We don't try to sound fancy. We try to always go with the simplest approach. But if our back's against the wall, so then we need to say the lamdus that Manu had suggested. And Tano, you still want to make the point about reading, or you?
No, it's the same point. I just don't see how you see from my barrel off on his own face that he's also mad.
Okay, I'm not backing down. Manu's pshat is reading the barrel off the way I read it. Let's read together. Ube'emes lanias daitim yere dovers at poshu ma'od. The ein lahatir mishum shu ones a bracha sheniach levarech. If you're an ones, if you're in a foxhole, kal v'chomer, if you're in a mikvah, then that doesn't allow you to eat without bracha. Dezel yeshayach lomar, we could only say this, rakama yechal amr chazal, the mitzvah levarech. And if there's a mitzvah, if you're an ones, you're potter. Someone who is far away, he doesn't have a lulav and esrog, he's potter. He's not going to be held accountable in heaven. However, ube'emes halo chazal brachos daf lamid vav, it should say lamid hey, right? Da asa lehenos below bracha. Uke'en ze muchach. Now the funniest thing is he says Magen Avram. So we got to find out from Zalman Nechemiah which Magen Avram he was talking about. That the Magen Avram holds that the halacha is that the food is asur to you. If the food is asur to you, then you're not going to have the heter. To which we have the kasha. How could that be if the halacha is that onen, it doesn't make a bracha halacha l'maisa? As
it's still an issur not to make a. Also, the Gemara uses the lashon of asur.
No.
So why can you say that the Gemara that's
not? No. Can anybody answer the Tana's question?
No, because Hadad is also
on. That's the answer. Correct. The answer.
So he's just using lashon of the Gemara.
No, but then you're not reading the Be'er Halacha, I think, properly, Netana. I'll tell you why I don't think you're reading it properly. Because you could be right that you could read Asur as a Chiyuv, that it's Asur for a person not to make a bracha. But he's contrasting Ones, which is a mitzvah, contrasting the side of mitzvah to Asur.
How does Adam mean mitzvah? You live in another town. It's not even mitzvah.
So you read for me how to read the Be'er Halacha. You haven't given me a possible way to read it. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that it's going either way.
No, Netanel, you got to read. You can't fudge. You know I don't tolerate fudging.
Dover the pashim, right?
You might be right, but fudging I don't tolerate.
Fine.
Go ahead.
The ein lahatir mishum shu ones rosh eniyach levarech. Lahatir, let's say it's haida. Right? You don't have a heter to make a bracha because you're an ones. I can take away that. Same way I can't take away matir. Right?
What does that mean? Spell it out.
That you have a mitzvah to make a bracha for whatever the reason is. Not a raya that dafka haidah, only if you be haidah. Then
what would the logic be that you'd be, if you're an ones, you're potter from the bracha? What would the logic be?
Because you're an ones. Sometimes you're an ones. So you don't have any other option.
If you're an ones, are you allowed to eat treif meat?
No.
No. Okay. Why? Because the food is awesome.
You're honest, you're allowed to take away haidah?
What?
You're honest,
yes.
Who says that?
That's a davar pashut. If a person goes up to Shamayim, and he didn't, that's my example I gave, a dalad minim. A person goes up to Shamayim, and he didn't take a dalad minim because he decided that the right thing was to spend Sukkot with his parents. By the way, this happened to Yeshiva Bachram all the time. They would go home, well, they didn't go home that often. But if they decided to go home to be with their family, the odds are they wouldn't have a lulav and esrog. He decided it was the right thing. When he comes up to Shemayim after 120, does that Kadosh Baruch Hu say you weren't Mekayim Mitzvah lulav and esrog? Absolutely not. They're an ones. On the other hand, if he went home and in his parents' neighborhood there's absolutely no meat and he eats treif meat, is he allowed to do that? No. The Torah requires that you have to sustain yourself then on potatoes and rice. That's not a heter. That's not a heter of onus. You're allowed to. So that's what he's saying. He's saying this is a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah and you're stuck, you're stuck. On the other hand, if the food is asur, you're not allowed to simply eat the food without making a bracha. So if it's just a mitzvah, so you're stuck. The mitzvah only exists where you're able to do it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in a situation that I have to be stuck in a mikvah. I have to be stuck in a foxhole. So then in such a case, then he's putter. Yes, you did, you.
The way I understood, the barrel was differing between a chiyuv and a mitzvah. Not
okay.
Necessarily between the food is usher or mutter.
Okay, so let's continue on. Mamish, where we left off with Netana. Let's continue on. Do you have it in front of you?
No.
You don't? Okay, so let me continue reading his words. Ube'emes halo amar chazal do asur lehenos belo bracha. You want to say that the word, he doesn't mean necessarily a matir, but there's a chiyuv on the gavra. Does that, I hear what you're saying. Does that make any nafkamina? Or you're just using a different terminology?
If
you say it's a chiyuv, go ahead.
It's a chiyuv gavra.
Right.
So as long as you can't.
No, but that's not what he's saying. The Bar Aloch is saying the exact opposite. The Bar Aloch is saying in the mikvah you can't eat, even
right.
If you're stuck.
Because
you're stuck.
Chiyuv.
Right. Okay, so same thing as I'm saying. We're just using slightly different terms. I'm using the term that's most traumatic to say it's a matir. I don't feel that you can't say it your way. I'm using the most dramatic way of saying it. If you have an afkamina between the way you're saying and I'm saying it, then we got to talk. But in the meantime, it's the same. I think it's the same thing. Yes, Michal.
No. Can you say that Shana Bracha is like matir, it's manual, where it's basically
yes.
Why is it a shos? Is it a shos because you're
yes. In other words, Michal is pointing out that the way I was mazbir according to Bar Aloch with our backs to the wall, you could also say in the Lamnas of Ritva, as far as I know, correct?
Now it ends up why the Ritva is also matir.
Why? Why the Ritva never used the expression matir?
He's not saying matir because
he
doesn't mean matir.
Right.
Rav Shechter
was going much further. Rav Shechter wanted to say, the way I understood Rav Shechter, is he said, no, it's a chiyuv of Odah. And if it's a chiyuv of Odah, only when you have the mitzvah. In other words, I thought that Rav Shechter was saying that in Mokum HaMatun, like Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, that in Mokum HaMatun, if he can't say, maybe mikvah, you don't have a heter because then stam batlanim in the mikvah. But in general, let's say the atheist in the foxhole, so in such a case, he would say, no. Then in such a case, he could eat without a bracha. The atheist who's not an atheist in the foxhole. So the person in the foxhole, in such a case, he could eat without a bracha. That's what I thought Rav Shechter would say, like Rav Zalman Nechemia. Zalman Nechemia Goldberg claimed, Vidas Rashi, if he's in an area where there's a bad smell and he has to be there, eat without a bracha. That's what Rav Zalman Nechemia said. According to the Bar Halacha, so then it l'chura, he wouldn't be able to. L'chatchila wouldn't be able to. L'chura, that's what emerges from the Bar Aloch. Because that's different from when the Torah patters. From Rav Shechter, it sounds to me differently. I see what you're driving at, Michal, but I think now we have to ask him. When Rav Shechter comes in January, we have to ask him. Yes, Yosef.
In these situations, would it be appropriate for someone?
It's interesting. I was bothered by my Rebbe. I love him. I was bothered because he really made fun of the matir idea. And I thought that they were Rishonim that hold that way. I think they were told. But you're making a good point. If Rav Shechter would say that the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat if there's a Mokum HaMetunuf, then there's no Rishon that says against him. If he went that, I thought he was going further. Chacham Avadya is more make in Svara is Mekel. Not like the Bar Aloch. So that's the approach that I thought Rav Shechter was taking. Yes?
In these situations, would it be appropriate for someone to try to like stay away from eating a shell? I mean, just try to eat.
Why?
Because like that.
Because it might be Doraisa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do it. I didn't think of this, but let's do it. You know, I learned with the Talmidim, so let's go with Yosef. Yosef, I'm going to use what Yosef said to construct another nafkamina. Yosef says like this, what happens if you're in a Mokum HaMetunuf and you have to eat? Let's say you have to eat. So, pikuach nefesh. is there an inyan for a person to choose shahakol over shiva minim or bread? No, or the onen. Well, the onen might be. So the onen lechura, you have your svar.
The bruch nefesh would be the same thing.
Exactly.
As an onen, I'm saying no.
Yesh lodim, yesh lodim. No, because in your lomdus it's the Torah that patted him, so there's no mechayiv at all. So that's a question. That's a question. Is there some type of inyan? Is there some type of inyan? So if you assume that the halach is that's hold on your potter, so you can eat what you want. It's hutra. He's an onus. But if the vart is that really he's mechuyiv and the food is asur. But just he has a heter of pikuach nefesh. So then, in such a case, it's kedai to me b'mayit what he's going to be over on. So if we're talking about the shiva samin where the bracha achron is doraisa, so better that he have a shahakol. It's a fair point, Yosef. What's that? You have losasur, but it's not. We in general we say hakal kal tchila. That's our general rule of thumb. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this Be'ezer Hashem finishes. I shouldn't say the most glorious sugya in Ketz and Mevarchin. It's definitely the broadest sugya in Ketz and Mevarchin. It's a beautiful, beautiful sugya. Again, if the Talmidim want to be mosif to it, I'm definitely open to hear. But I think in terms of giving the basic strokes, starting from how to read Rashi all the way to Halacha Lemaisa, we did that. And tomorrow, no, not tomorrow, there's a Tiyul, right? So, Be'ezer Hashem, on Tuesday, we're going to be starting the Gemara. I regret dramatizing the way I dramatized it before. I dramatized it to the Talmidim, whether the Gemara holds you should go to Kollel or go to college. So I regret that dramatization, because I'm not going to come out either way. But either way, the next Gemara in the yeshivas, they tend to skip. We're not going to skip. It's a very, very important Haggadah Gemara, and I'll give you some Ar Mekomos as well. We should be able to be done with it in a